BlakeRadio.com.
Are you ready? No, no, no. You don't understand. I want to know. Are you ready?
For the thousands in attendance and for the millions not watching around the world, none of this is on television right now.
Let's get ready to start it!
War Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Come hell or high water, I am giving you Monday Night Raw. I am giving you a show tonight.
Featuring the likes of Sue Rockin.
Hi, Mom.
Lindsay Ward.
All of you men are simply intimidated. But most of all, men are intimidated by the fact that I have bigger balls than every man in this arena.
And Mace.
And if anyone disagrees with me, I'll open a can of the ass, we'll pump a mud pie, eat some low-fat frozen yogurt, and back the bottom line.
Interact with us live during the show and give us your takes on what you're for on Monday Night Raw.
I have received an email. The Raw General Manager says, and I quote,
now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Kane has got two words for you. Drop
it. If you smell what The Rock is cooking. The Rock says,
the man who brings the electricity, the fire, the intensity was on the show tonight, and so was The Rock. Welcome everybody to the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented, as always, by DWMania.com for all your official pro wrestling news. I am Sir Rockin, joined, as always, by the one, the only, the lovely and talented Lindsay Ward. And she's quiet. You know, give a fancy...
And I'm on mute.
Give the fancy introduction, and you're on mute.
Well, you missed the smart-ass response to the fancy introduction, which is, you're buttering me up for something, you're sucking up to me, which means either you want something, or something bad is about to happen.
Nothing bad's about to happen. Why would you say that?
Because anytime you give me bad news, you always kiss up to me first.
And when it's always good news, I say bad things?
No, you just tell me the good news.
Yeah, like 100. Anyway, moving right along, I should say tonight. As we've been touting on the Twitter and the Facebook at facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork and twitter.com/WildTalkRadio, we have a brand new sponsor here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It is Memorabilia Lane.
Ooh!
Yes, the folks at Memorabilia Lane and Promotions are the brand new sponsor of the Wild Talk Radio Network, and this is where it gets good for you.
It does?
Yes, for the people out there. They're the source for sports, celebrity, WWE, TNA, autographs, and memorabilia. Now, we're a wrestling show.
Right.
We're wrestling fans. We like, you know, wrestling items, don't we?
We love wrestling items.
Like signed wrestling items.
Especially if they relate to The Undertaker.
Well, I don't have Undertaker, but I have the next best thing.
You have a cane?
We have a cane item. Ooh. We're going to be giving away this month right here on Wild Talk Radio Network, courtesy of Memorabilia Lane.
We're giving away a cane, folks.
Yes, we are. We're giving away a cane. Oh, hold on. Tim didn't do jack shit. Just saying. Moving on.
Hi, cane kittens.
No, that wasn't cane kittens. Tim had nothing to do with it. Anyway, we have a cane item to give away. We have a R-Truth item to give away.
Ooh.
We have a Mr. Anderson item to give away as well.
Ooh.
Yes. But that's not all.
Wait, there's more?
There's more. Now, for everybody listening around the world, live or on the podcast, here's what happens. the first 10 people to use the promo code ROCKSOCK, that's me. You, right, my fine friends out there in Radio Land, you can receive a RVD, Mr. Anderson, Kurt Angle signed 8x10 photo for the price of $8. Just use that promo code, ROCKSOCK, at checkout. Boom.
I think that you get, wait, are they all on one or is it three together?
They're each separate. You can take each $8 each.
That's a pretty good deal, folks.
Signed, sealed, delivered. Just use the promo code ROCKSOCK. Boom. Yeah, check out. Gotta love the folks in Memorabilia Lane.
Thank you, Memorabilia Lane. That's awesome.
You can go to memlanepromo.com. That's memlanepromo.com to view all the items they have. So we're going to be giving stuff away. You understand this? We're going to be giving stuff away to you, the people, starting, well, this week.
So we're by the people for the people?
Exactly.
And it's not gimmick infringement.
No, it's not. No, it's not. So, with that out of the way, we welcome in the third co-host. The third co-host for this show tonight.
The third co-host?
The third co-host. The unofficial co-host. The annoyance known as Spug.
The guy who is bored.
I could have called you the unofficial leg of the tripod or something like that, but that's all gimmick infringement.
The guy who was bored of playing Roller Coaster Tycoon. You want to talk about a soul-sucking video game? Oh. I was up till 4 in the morning playing that last night.
4 a.m.?
Yeah.
So, remember, go to memlanepromo.com. Now, later on in the show, in about 45 minutes, you will find out who's going to be on the rack this Thursday.
Wait, we have a guest?
We have a guest.
Again?
Again.
Wow.
Yeah, they just keep rolling in, falling into our lap.
Hey, I'm okay with that.
We have Awesome Kong tomorrow night.
Yes,
just saying.
Do. Yes, you do. But ours is a real knockout. Is that a hint? But we'll get to that later in the show. It's later on. We have 3 hours of Monday Night Raw to get to tonight. And what a show it was.
It was. At least for the part I saw.
You missed the first little bit?
Well, I missed the first, 20 minutes of Raw because I had to get my car out of the shop. Because, yeah, my class, I didn't realize that my class let out at 5:15. I thought it let out at 5. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, I'll, be able to get back down by the house by 5:30, and I'll have plenty of time to put gas in the rental and, drop it off and get the car. Yeah, no. I made it to the rental car place, and they had already locked the door. Thank God I had called them and told them, hey, I'm on my way. Please wait for me. And then I did the same thing for the car dealership, too, because they both closed at 6.
Of course.
So what's wrong with your car?
The fuel pump went bad on it.
Yeah, well, that happens. Shouldn't piss people off, they wouldn't piss in your gas tank.
Well, it was only 12 years old, so...
It's about time it went.
I had a friend of mine who bought a brand new Dodge off the lot. Fuel pump went bad as he drove it off the lot.
Ooh.
Had 65 miles on the vehicle.
Did it have a warranty on it?
Oh yeah. You bought it brand new. Are you kidding me?
But that's gotta suck.
Oh, he was not happy.
Alright, so let's get into this edition of Monday Night Raw, and it opened up with the flagship of Monday Night Raw, John Cena. He talked about how we are going to see tonight, a TLC match between the Ryback and CM Punk. He talked about what happened the week prior where he had dumped shit on Dolph Ziggler and AJ. And he talked about how tonight we will see the return of The Rock.
Can we stop calling him the Ryback?
No. Why? You don't like that?
Because it's dumb.
Everyone calls him the Ryback. Even Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan was the one who started it.
Daniel Bryan started it as a rib. It's a
funny.
Rib.
It's funny. Anyway, moving right along. Cena basically talked about how we're on the road to WrestleMania and the first stop is the Royal Rumble. He's noted he's going to be in the Rumble, and this brought out Dolph Ziggler, who basically said he's going to be in the Rumble as well. Then AJ took the mic and basically talked about how John Cena is a very small man. He's pathetic. He's a very small man.
Dick joke number one.
Dick joke number one. And Cena came back, you know, talk about how the innocent little AJ made her first sixth grade wiener joke. She stole your playbook, John. Just saying. So, Cena led the crowd in what was the first, I would think, a wave. Yes, we got a wave on Monday Night Raw. Cena said basically there was one man from Nantucket and made some sort of joke before Ziggler interrupted. And basically, well, we got Big E on the microphone, and basically he said, you know, he accepted the match that John Cena proposed.
To Dolph.
And Dolph and AJ, like, you're not supposed to talk.
We've only known you for 2 weeks.
You're not supposed to talk. We have a match. Be John Cena on this show. Since you saw this, fuck. Thoughts on how this exchange... to open up the show?
I thought it was good. I liked it. I was talking to you on Skype because my commentary on my TV was out for a minute. So all I heard was the under the ring microphone picking stuff up. Mm-hmm. And so I heard drop down, leapfrog, hip toss, powder. And I was like, yes! Yes!
Somebody overseas screwed up.
This is on my feed. Like, I have a program on my computer now that I can watch my cable on my computer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was whatever your cable system is then.
The Time Warner.
Time Warner had an issue then. Because it sure wasn't here. We came back for a commercial with Dolph Ziggler and John Cena, and they had a fantastic match.
They did.
The false finishes in this one, whew.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
They sucked you in. They sucked you in on this one.
Talk about emotional investment.
Emotional investment? You got it in this one.
It was good. I was a fan of...
Big E?
Well, yes and no. I was more of a fan of the... the back and forth, because
mm-hmm.
I remember you making that comment about how he had to throw the kick.
Yeah, I was like, he got to finish this with the kick. Then, like, a minute later, there's the kick.
And he threw it. Mm-hmm. He threw the kick, but, like, my comment was, did he get all of it? Did he get all of it?
Shades of WrestleMania 12.
Uh-huh. Like, it was good. He's teasing it. He really is teasing it. He's just got to, like, get it. You know what I mean?
I know. It's getting there.
Is it one of those things, though, because when Shawn Michaels started using it at first, it didn't put a lot of people down, remember?
Yeah, because it was a setup move for Shawn at one point.
Right. Well, it was the setup for the elbow.
No, was it a setup for the elbow? I thought it was a setup for the back suplex.
He would, in the early days when he started doing the HBK gimmick with Martel, he used the kick to set up for the elbow. Because he would use the elbow, and then... right around the Bret Hart feud is when he started using the Atomic.
Mm-hmm. The Atomic Drop Slam Elbow Kick.
Yeah, Atomic Drop either sidewalk slam or
body
slam, elbow, and then, you know,
the kick,
falsy, and then the super kick. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. I wonder if it's one of those things where he's just because he's got to build leg power.
Possibly, because you can see it's coming along.
I'm gonna be entirely like way too critical of this. So like, you know, you can make fun of me later for it. Honestly, he needs to extend that leg.
This is where I say hashtag wrestling school.
This is me though. Like, he needs to extend that leg.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Sean didn't do it all the time, but the ones that really just connected, yeah. Sean got full extension of that leg, because he would get all of it.
He would get all of it. By God, he would get all of it. That's where I'm looking for something really quickly. I think I have it. Give me one.
The Vince McMahon actual commentary line?
Let's see. I think this is it.
Michael's almost eliminated. Come on.
No, that's the wrong one. That's the wrong one. Never mind. I thought it was that was the
you failed.
Yeah, I know, because it says Shawn Michaels wins. So I was like, is that it? Anyway, moving right along. John Cena ended up winning even after Big E came out and left him laying with whatever.
How that move. Sick is that finisher?
That's a pretty good move. That's pretty good.
It's so easy too. It's so easy. It's a suplex into a neck breaker. I love it. I love it. I totally want to steal it.
And apparently Cena lost a shoe in this match as well.
He lost it on the finisher from Langston. Langston picked him up and Cena kicked it off. I was like, yes!
So John Cena wins in a really strong opener to the show. Kept the crowd hot, and that's a theme about the show. They always kept the crowd hot throughout.
Which means they're going to have a letdown next week.
I don't know. I don't know. We'll see about that. But moving along. Oh, do you have a comment?
I don't get to say anything about the match.
I forgot. So, sorry.
You're not allowed to speak.
I'm not allowed to speak at all?
You have to sit there and just like the pictures that my tattoo artist puts up.
That's an awesome picture, dude! I mean, come on. It's Spaceballs. How can you not like it?
One of the greatest movies ever made.
Seriously! I just like to point out, when the Barfos or whatever cereal box came up on Ripped for a t-shirt, it's like, that's mine.
Well.
What are your thoughts, Lindsay?
I thought it was a really great match. I thought it was really strong. My only complaint is, God damn it, why do they keep giving it away for free? This is another one I would have paid for.
But because they know you'll pay for it? They know you'll pay for it. They know you'll pay for it.
Not now. Not if they keep doing it. I mean, what's the point? It's like, okay, well, they've already given us two really good matches, so why should I pay for it again? Why should I pay for it at all if I've gotten two good ones for free?
Because come the Royal Rumble, you're going to pay for it.
But you're not paying for that match.
By the way, that's your WrestleMania World Heavyweight title match.
Those two?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Moving
right along, speaking of titles, it's the Divas Championship match, Eve Torres and Caitlyn.
I'm out. I'm out.
Spug's not a fan. Lindsay.
This is sad to say, but Eve and Caitlyn are one of the better pairings that they've had in the Divas division in a long time. And it's actually a somewhat of an interesting feud because you have them as really polar opposites. It's not one pretty girl versus another pretty girl. It's the pretty girl versus the tomboy. And what I like is Caitlyn goes out there and they have really physical matches. They're not the best. But they're physical and they're good. Ish?
They've had, if you've seen them on SmackDown, they've had better matches on SmackDown than they have on Raw.
The important thing about this pairing is that they're getting time to have these matches. It's not a quick 3-minute whatever. They're getting time. Not a lot, but they're getting more than the average diva match gets, which I have to applaud. And for the record, they're not Alicia Fox and Kelly Kelly. Thank you very much.
That's really true.
Yeah, okay. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. First of all, Kelly Kelly could actually work. They just never let her. Second, I'll give you that. She was rather annoying. The whole Barbie doll thing, it's kind of over. Third, how do I say this politely? All of them fucking suck. Because you had Natty, and now you have her chasing around Kali for whatever reason. You had Beth. No more. You've got Tamina. You've got AJ. You have women who can actually work. And there's a reason they called it women's wrestling. By God, Sherry and Moolah are rolling over in their graves right now.
Oh, I agree, but if you notice, they don't want the actual wrestlers to be wrestling because they'll put the divas to shame. Natty would own almost all the other divas, the non-wrestler divas. She would own them.
That's
all
fine.
Of them.
Let them be the valets then. Don't put them in a ring. If they don't belong in a ring, don't put them in there. You want them to be eye candy and wear skimpy shit? Guess what? Put them on the arm of a heel. Dress them up like Maria Kanellis with little boy cut panties and a bra. Toss her ass out there and then have fun and let the actual women's workers work and let it be known as the WWE Women's Championship again instead of this stupid butterfly belt that they looks like they ripped from Jeff Hardy's anus.
They're not going to do that, though. We're going to keep it. They're going to make the wrestlers the valets, and they're going to make the fitness models the wrestlers. Because I don't know if you ever heard it, but there was a story about a month or so back where they put out an open casting call for divas. No wrestling experience required.
That's because they're going to train you. They're going to send you to FCW, give you a boob job, get you tanned, and then kick you out onto the stage. It's absolutely infuriating that they're going to continually just shit on women who know how to fucking work.
The end result of this contest was a countout where Eve just basically ran away with the title, wanting no more part of Caitlyn. My guess
nobody cares.
My guess, we get a rematch at the Rumble, Lindsay?
I would guess, and I would look for it to be like a lumber jail match.
I don't know about the. They usually do that Mania. I don't know about the Rumble.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They keep having it where Eve runs away.
This is
so
true.
There's going to have to be a point where Caitlyn either goes to Vicky or she goes to Booker and she says, bitch keeps running away.
Strap match.
You need to do something about that. So it's either going to be... I'd actually... You know what? It would suck balls, but I wouldn't mind seeing a Diva Steel Cage match again.
Get out of my head, Lindsay. Get out of my head. I was just going to say, this is going to kill Spug Soul if we put him in a cage.
It's either going to have to be a cage match, or like... They won't do a strap match, or I very much doubt they'll do a strap match just because too many guys will get a boner from it.
They've done Diva strap matches before. You don't think guys will get a boner from watching two divas in a steel cage? What'd I tell you tonight? It was like a bad lesbian rape porn. That's what they sounded like in the ring.
Yeah, but guys will get more of a boner from two divas slapping each other with leather straps. Especially on the ass.
That's what they want. They don't want women's wrestling, so...
But that's what it's going to boil down to, is they're going to do something to keep them in the ring. That's where this feud feels like it's going.
Backstage, we have Santino, and he's not alone. he's hyping this person's match at WrestleMania 3 against Randy Savage. It's the one and only Ricky Steamboat. Santino and Steamboat exchanged some words. Then the IC champion Wade Barrett came in and told Ricky is no longer a fire-breathing dragon, but he's now an old man blowing smoke. Then Ricky basically told Santino, you know what? I'm going to be in your corner tonight against Wade Barrett. And then he said, Ricky said, Wade, we'll find out how much smoke this old man can actually blow. It's always good to see Ricky Steamboat.
And he looks fantastic.
He has recovered really well. Backstage, we have Randy Orton, and he's, you know, talking about how his chances in the Royal Rumble. And then three-man ban showed up. Noting that all three men are now entering the Royal Rumble, and that one of them is going to main event WrestleMania.
I don't like Drew's man fur. Somebody hold him down so I can wax him.
Just waiting for a comment about that. Because when I saw it, yeah, Lindsay's going to have a comment. I just knew. Because you know who we started to look up, look like, you know, with that man fur.
Who?
The one on Thursday nights.
Oh, the porn star?
Yeah.
No, Drew's way hotter than that.
I'm just saying. Okay, moving on. Orton ignored basically what they had to say and just basically which one is he going to face tonight, and he chose the, you know, the lead singer, Heath Slater. So later on tonight we get Heath Slater and Randy Orton.
Is it just me, or were both Dolph Ziggler and Heath Slater really fucking orange tonight?
Not really. Because I'm still looking, remembering Matt Morgan from Thursday, and he was really orange. So they kind of look normal. I have something to compare them to. Moving right along, up next, WWE Tag Team Champions Daniel Bryan and Kane took on Damian Sandow and Cody Rhodes. Thoughts on this match?
Whoever made the sign with Daniel Bryan looking at the goat Muppet on it, I love you.
The one that said goats are people too with Daniel Bryan's face on it was pretty good.
It's the Anger Buddies versus Rhodes Scholars. It automatic win.
We've seen it, but it's still really, really good.
I still want a battle of the beards.
They played up a knee injury for Daniel Bryan in this matchup, which caused them to lose when Cody Rhodes defeated Daniel Bryan. So the Rhodes Scholars get a victory, finally, over Team Hell No.
I must ask you a question. I'm so amazed that his facial hair was such a conversation tonight for their commentary.
It always is.
Not nearly as bad as it was tonight. Like, they carried the facial hair conversation for a good 2-3 minutes.
It always seems that they always talk about his facial hair. Loud video. Don't need that. Anyway, moving right along, he says, We talk about the matchup we've just mentioned before. We have Randy Orton and Heath Slater.
Incidentally, this is the one and only time this match will ever happen.
You sure we won't get a rematch on SmackDown?
I freaking hope not.
You know what's coming on SmackDown? We're going to get, which we'll get into later, Sheamus and Randy Orton versus the three-man band. It's coming. You know it's coming.
I know it's coming.
It makes you sad.
No. I like how they're doing all this stuff now where they're putting together former feuds as tag teams. Miz and John Cena, WrestleMania main event, tag team. You know somewhere backstage, Teddy Long is just jerking off all over himself. Oh, tag teams, Tag teams.
Holla, holla, holla. Randy Orton. Randy Orton wins. Randy Orton wins with RKO. Then RKO'd Jinder and McIntyre. Thoughts, Lindsay?
It was a typical Randy Orton squash.
And King Kennedy, you're welcome. The matchup may have drawn some more interest from you, Wade Barrett and Santino Marella. Thoughts?
Ricky doing the walk. Oh my god.
Highlight for you.
That made the match.
Of course, Wade Barrett won. He sold the Cobra, acting scared of it, then attacked Santino and hit the Bullhammer for the victory. He
the Bullhammer or the Souvenir?
It's called now the Bullhammer.
That's such a dumb name for a finisher.
I like the Souvenir better. That's still the elbow to the head, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Souvenir was better. Damn it, Wade!
They keep changing it. They call it, it's now the Bullhammer.
First the music, and now the finisher name, which I don't necessarily like the finisher to begin with, but...
Post-match, Barrett sort of teased going after Ricky, but Ricky pulled off his jacket, and Barrett smiled and walked away. We teased with talk about Sheamus. He's backstage with Matt Stryker talking about, you know, if he can win the Rumble and win the world title again, and saying he can't win in 18 seconds this time around, but he's still going to win the world title. This brought in the three-man ban. They got ran down by Sheamus for getting beat up. He started singing Danny Boy, and, well, he's going to face one of them tonight later on. By the way, there's a rumor out there that there's a deal between Irish Spring Soap and WWE.
Sheamus is going to be the shill for Irish Spring Soap?
That's the rumor.
I want to see this.
That's the rumor going around. Up next, Antonio Cesaro and the Great Khali. With Hornswoggle and Taya. The finish basically redid what happened on main event, where he hit the neutralizer for the win. Still, second time around, very impressive.
Yeah. I mean, to get... Khali is not small, not in the least, and to get him up for the neutralizer, that's just... You just sit there and you're like, damn.
What do you think, Spug?
They've got to give him something more than Khali and The Miz. Like, actually give him a feud. A good one.
Well, I think their further thought is going with The Miz.
You're going to take the belt off of Cesaro, relegate him to the, you know, curtain jerk spot again, put the U.S. title back on The Miz... Because God knows you have to have something to elevate your totally scripted superstar. You can't let somebody who got the fuck over on their own have any sort of push.
By the way, I'd like to say, Miz, Cesaro, as a rookie, bullshit. Bullshit, dude.
Well, technically he's correct. Antonio Cesaro is a rookie.
Yeah, but the guy that plays Antonio Cesaro has seen more battles, more wars, than Miz has ever seen.
True.
Cesaro could take Miz to school.
I'm not doubting that, and we have in our chat room Swagger? Oh, God, no.
Please, no.
No, no, no. We'll go with what we went with last night, Christian. As a possible opponent for Cesaro when he comes back.
Wait, Jack Swagger's in our chat room?
No,
awesome.
They Yeah, that would be awesome. By the way, this is the Raw Post Show brought to you by PWMania.com and Memorabilia Lane, MemLanePromo.com. Backstage, Paul Heyman was on the phone talking to somebody until Brad Maddox interrupted. And he basically told him, you know, he doesn't want Maddox in his life. And this is where Maddox, you know, interrupted and, you know, asking, you know, who are you? Who is Paul Heyman? Really? You don't, really? You're going to do that? Really?
Am I the only one that wanted Paul Heyman to reach out and just bitch slap him?
I'm with you. I'm totally with you. Basically, Heyman told him, don't talk to Vicky. Don't. He doesn't want him to be a referee. He doesn't want him in his life. He doesn't want him talking to CM Punk. He just doesn't want him around. Poor Brad Maddox. Up next, Sheamus and Jinder Mahal. Solid. Thoughts?
It was a match. And I'm sorry, but three-man band really does nothing for me. Just short of Drew looks nice in his pants, it really doesn't do anything for me. It's kind of like, eh?
Eh?
I mean, they're trying like hell to get over, and I'm sure they are over with other people, but it's just, it's, for me, it's just like, I don't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they look like rejects from Guitar Hero.
Where's Jimmy Rave and Lance White when you need them?
Seriously.
Congratulations! You hit 1,000,000 points! You are figs!
Sheamus beat him up and, you know, hit them all and, you know. Usual three-man band, jobs out to Sheamus. We got hype for the WWE title with a big, long video package promoting the upcoming tables, ladders, chairs match between the WWE Champion CM Punk and Ryback. Thoughts?
Wait, what are we talking about
the
again?
The match.
Oh, the TLC match?
Yes, the TLC match.
This is a good match.
This was great. It was very entertaining. The one spot where Ryback threw Punk into the ladder and it twisted. Owie?
Yeah.
What do you think, Spock?
Wait, this is the TLC match, right?
Yes.
I'm trying to remember where we are.
Yes, we were on
the match. I honestly didn't see most of it.
You were watching the blowout.
I was not. I was talking to the wife. So.
I have to go back to Lindsay. Lindsay, when the lights went out, what was your first thought?
Taker.
I was waiting for it. I was waiting for the gong. It did not show up. But instead, we had the Shield. Ryback was on the verge of winning, but the Shield come out and attack.
Which wasn't surprising.
No.
It was really kind of, it's like you're waiting for the Shield or you're waiting for someone to interfere for Punk. Whether it's Brad Maddox, whether it's the Shield, whether it's Colt Cabana, you know, whoever. You're expecting something to happen because we all knew this was going to end dirty.
Yes.
And that was just a given. Ryback was not going to get the title. They're heading for Punk Rock at Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
So it's this either Punk, and Punk's not going to win it clean.
Right.
So, I mean, for me, it was a good match. It wasn't like, there were some good spots, but it wasn't as good as the one at TLC.
No, not.
I thought the six-man was much better than the one that Punk and Ryback did.
I would agree.
But Punk sold it like a motherfucker.
He sure did. Apparently he cut his finger during the match. The one thing for me that was distracting was there was a spotlight. It was like spotlighting on one fan and on the hard camera. It's like, wow, that's really annoying.
They were spotlighting Hulk Hogan. He made the trip up.
So yeah, Hulk Hogan was in the crowd, which is great. So the Shield came out. They attacked Ryback. They put him through a table. They did the triple powerbomb through a table onto the steps, which is, you know, obvious in of itself. CM Punk slowly climbed the ladder, reached up, pulled down his belt to retain the WWE Championship. The one thing you have to mention throughout this match, Paul Heyman.
Oh, Heyman was on point tonight. He was absolutely epic.
He delivered, like, every time something would happen, oh my God! Paul Heyman was perfect tonight. He sold it perfectly. Smug?
I loved Heyman, the way he was selling. It was awesome. Especially the tears. The tears were fantastic.
The tears after the match, yeah.
Those are fantastic. I'm kind of over the whole Shield thing, though.
Yeah, you were saying that Tuesday.
I'm kind of over the whole thing because it's not doing anything anymore. They just come out and attack the same people. There's nothing, you know what I mean?
I'm still enjoying them, but I can see where you're coming from.
It's just kind of lost its luster, so.
I'm kind of getting to that point where I'm ready for them to take that next step. It's almost there for me where it's like, okay, they're booking them right now in the sense that they don't really have matches. They just come out there and beat the crap out of people. But I'm ready for them to take that next step. I'm either ready for them to start teasing who's behind it or them get more heavily involved. Like next week or the week before the Rumble, I'm fully expecting the Shield to honestly go after The Rock. I'm waiting for that to happen.
I'm with you.
But I am ready to see. I mean, I still like them. I think they're a great group. I think the three of them work very well together. It's just, I'm kind of to the point where it's like, okay, you guys have done the run-in thing now.
What is the next
step? Do something else.
Yeah,
where do we go from here?
And now that we're in the new year, we'll start getting that next step.
And plus, I just want Dean Ambrose to cut another promo because he's awesome.
We have backstage Paul Heyman talking with CM Punk. Match Striker interrupts. And basically, you know, before Striker could really get any questions asked, Punk cuts him off and, you know, dismiss any notions of the conclusion with the Shield or Brad Maddox. Punk also has something for The Rock and say he might actually drop another pipe bomb before The Rock returns tonight. Teasing the pipe bomb. Then we go backstage to Daniel Bryan icing his knee. And we go with the Anger Buddies.
Squee-hee!
Be a lot better if you were actually there to help me during our match. It's your fault we lost to Team Road Scholars.
It's your fault we lost to Team Road Scholars.
No.
Yes.
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 No.
Vicky, why are you yelling?
Yeah. What do you have to be upset about?
When I became managing supervisor, I was privy to your medical histories, including your mental health issues, including your anger management issues. And it turns out that next week, both of you will have your four-month follow-up evaluations from the man you both detest, Dr. Shelby.
Can you believe that? Dr. Shelby is a monster.
No, Dr. Shelby is a nerd.
Monster.
Nerd.
Monster.
Nerd.
Monster.
Nerd.
Okay. Dr. Shelby is a nerd. No, he's a monster!
Nerd!
Monster!
Nerd!
Monster!
Nerd!
Monster!
Nerd!
Monster!
Nerd!
Monster!
Nerd!
Monster!
I hope Dr.
We're getting Dr. Shelby next week! Oh my god, I can't wait for this!
He's gonna be their manager.
Is it wrong I want Taker to come back during the review segment? Like, he just walks up and he smacks the fuck out of Kane and he just walks off.
Oh my god, that was great.
By the way, when in the hell did Kane's mental health issues become a private matter? He'd been out there since day one.
Yeah, he has kind of been a mental case since day one.
Just a little bit.
For fuck's sake, the guy walks around setting shit on fire and he wears a mask constantly. Never mind, you know, the 8 years that he was just a psychopath.
Without the mask.
Without the mask. I mean,
that was a... Continually, they are the best thing on TV. Every
they're
week.
Really, they are really well written, really well done. I want to know who's writing them so I can shake that person's hand.
Apparently, my one tweet got like 19 retweets, including WWE Universe, and it was put on their app, apparently.
Exposure for the network!
Woohoo! They're watching.
They're watching. They're listening.
Apparently, two tweets were actually put on the app, apparently.
Dun-dun-dun!
Two tweets?
Two tweets, yeah, apparently.
Well done!
I know, right? How about that? Up next, we... up next, Big Show and Kofi Kingston. And then it was over.
Yeah, you blinked and you missed it.
Pretty much.
It was awesome. I love this setup by the ref, too. Hold it, please. Take the punch.
Take the punch. Boom. Down goes Kofi with the knockout punch. Sorry, Kofi.
Yeah, they had to leave at least a half hour for Rock and Punk.
Yeah. Because
you know Punk's 20-minute promo, after the first 10, it got boring.
He had a car.
You had to do it. I hate you.
You need to be standing by a car. Anyway. The WWE. By the way, if anyone out there got that, congratulations. Only one person probably did. And his name is Mace, when he probably listens to us tomorrow after he gets fired. In the
I think he might quit his job beforehand.
Yeah,
yeah, fired? I don't think he's going to make it to fired. I think he's...
Yeah, tonight.
I keep trying to needle him into quitting.
You? Okay.
I do. I was needling him earlier. I was like, hurry up, quit your job so you can come join us in the post show.
CM Punk came to the ring.
Such good friends.
I know, right?
We're selfish. What do you want?
We love you, Mace.
Not really. Quit your job. We'll love you more. Come be a bum with us again. Mooch off the government. Come on now.
All right. Moving along.
No, we're not.
We're not? We're going to stay on ripping on Mace?
No, I was going to stay on ripping on the promo.
I was going to get into the promo. Okay?
Sure.
Punk came out and, you know, Punk says he hears everything everyone says. He said the word pipe bomb has been misunderstood for months. People said it's the truth and honesty. He said it's the perception in Las Vegas last year was a disgruntled wrestler whose ego then became a runaway train. Punk said the next part of it is people think he turned his back on them. That's a lie.
No, he was saying that the term pipe bomb means honesty and the truth.
Yes, all right.
Boiled down to its purest form.
Punk said he meant everything he said in Vegas except for the part about ice cream because the people don't need to eat any more ice cream. Punk said he made a conscious decision at the time to sell out to the fans. I cashed in, he said. I created this persona of this rebel and anti-hero because I know you all love to cheer for superheroes. Punk said the truth about Vegas and WWE is doesn't matter if you're the best in the ring, on the mic, or at the commentary table because there is a glass ceiling and you're not allowed to break it. The more popular you are, the more opportunities you get.
Okay, alright, I don't need you to redo his promo for me. It's not nearly as powerful coming from you.
Yes, it is.
No, it really isn't.
Yes, it is.
Here's the thing about his promo. It was great, for the most part, except for that it was a standard CM Punk heel promo.
Mm-hmm.
He said the same shit 3 years ago when he did the Straight Edge, you know, Society. Like, I like his honesty on the mic on certain things, and then on others, it's just, it's a rehashed promo. He's done the same shit before. So, only he said the same shit he said tonight in Vegas 2 years ago when he was a babyface. You know?
Yes.
So, I like the promo, don't get me wrong. What I say, though, here comes the Rock catchphrases, rock bottom.
To continue on, because this is my show. He said,
this is during CM Punk's promo, like it hadn't even happened. I just told you this is going to happen.
I'm just moving on. Punk says John Cena had the worst year of his career and still gets another title shot after title shot. And this is where it got good. He says Daniel Bryan puts a smile on his face and takes his way through dumb catchphrases. Brodus Clay is forced to do the dancing, and that Tyson Kidd is overlooked. Someone in Calgary popped for that one. Some vocal males, applauded for the CM Punk, and then, you're playing right into my hands. He then brought up how,
he made the flare line.
He made a flare line, they all wooed, and he made a comment about that. He talked about how he said he could have been WWE Championship in the Bruno Sammartino era because Bruno wrestled once a month at Madison Square Garden. He said Hulk Hogan couldn't have survived weekly TLC matches. Punk said for his 1 year, it's like 30 years in their time. And he did this in spite of the fans. This was great. He talked about Shawn Michaels, wanting the acceptance of the fans. Edge put his body on the line for the fans. And all that stuff. It was a fantastic pipe bomb, as it were. And then he got cut off when they were going to break.
Which was brilliant.
Yep. Because then if you go to your WWE app, you could have seen the rest.
I will agree with Spug that a lot of it was the standard CM Punk promo, but I think what helped make it more powerful was his tone. Was the fact that he wasn't yelling, he wasn't growling into the mic. He had a very calm demeanor, a soft tone, and it was it felt very realistic, where it's just him coming out and basically saying to everybody, fuck you, in so many words. And I think that's what really made it. Plus what helped it was, again, Paul Heyman standing behind him, clutching the WWE Championship like Gollum. I mean, all we needed for Heyman to be doing was standing there going, my precious, my precious. That's all he needed to be doing, and it would have worked.
He started then getting in digs at The Rock, just people in the spotlight, and how and the other people are who people pay to see in the spotlight, and that's one of him. They pay to see him, Russell. Did a millions and millions fan line and such. And then we got The Rock after they came back from break. Since The Rock was good. We got a cookie push chant throughout, which was different. And basically he said, basically some of The Rock's promo, time's up in 20 days. Wait, how many dick references did we get in this one? Two?
Three.
Okay.
I thought it was three overall, two by The Rock. No?
No, you had three overall. Three by The Rock.
Three by The Rock. The Rock says he's back for three reasons: to entertain the fans, to stop Punk, and then to win the WWE title if there's 10 years. CM Punk was good in his rebuttal as well. He just didn't let The Rock do his thing. He actually went back and dropped some knowledge on The Rock.
Yeah, that was fantastic, where he completely no-sold the catchphrases and the dick references and the cookie puss and all of that stuff. He basically just owned The Rock, and he showed that he really, and I'm sorry, Rock, but he really made The Rock look very dated.
Which is good.
Very cookie cutter.
Which is good, which is what Punk needed to do.
Right, exactly. Instead of being an innovator and a trailblazer, he made Rock look very generic.
And this goes back to the conversation we had on WTR, is, you know, we want to see if The Rock's actually back this time around. And that he has to prove that he's back this time around. And this was the start of it, I thought.
Because the most, I mean, CM Punk looked at him and said exactly what he needed to say, which is, I am going to kick your ass. In 20 days, you're done.
Exactly.
You are not taking this title from me.
Mm-hmm. He said he's not like anyone else he's ever been in a ring with. He's going to kick his ass in 20 days. Like you said, he's going to kick his ass. Punk said he's the best guy The Rock has ever faced in a ring, and he's playing little league with his rhymes, but he's in the big league swinging for the fences. Which I thought was a great line.
No, the boxing with, your arms are too short because you're boxing with God, was a line.
Yeah, the other one is, Punk said it's all kiddie games because The Rock can't leave a mark on the champ's face. Punk said Rock's arms are just too short to box with God in the ring. Yeah. That was great.
That was awesome.
Rock then talked about putting tattoos on his ass and other things like that. The 15, you know, size boot, because you can always see him kicking his ass. And then we got the Rock Bottom, which we all saw coming. Punk sold it like a champ. And that's where we go from there. That's how Monday Night Raw ended. I thought this was the right way to start the feud. Punk got his back in July. Rock got his tonight. Now they're even.
Yeah, I'll agree. I think Punk owning The Rock gave it a different feel from John Cena. The fact that you have The Rock standing there trying to keep it on a very childish level, and Punk is basically going F you.
Right, they went childish back and forth. Punk is keeping it serious.
Right. And that's really what you need, is Punk is the heel of the situation. He needs to act like the heel of the situation, which he's doing.
Which we didn't get last time because there was no heel.
Right.
Do you agree, disagree with us, Bug?
I thought the moment The Rock showed up for the promo, it all went down the shitter. Because The Rock clearly is in the ring with somebody that he can't catchphrase his way out of. Like, The Rock is in there and cannot talk with CM Punk. And so, I mean, when you had it with John Cena and Rock, they could kind of carry each other because they would both catchphrase the shit out of each other and did stupid dick jokes and stupid insults, and that was fine. Punk's promos have a lot of content to them. And Rock can't do that. And it was very apparent.
I see that. So that's Monday Night Raw in a nutshell, ladies and gentlemen. it was announced that next week is the 20th anniversary of Raw, and we're going to get Legends. Which means Lindsay will probably get her Undertaker.
Yes!
Because it's in Houston.
It's in Houston, and she's been waiting a year.
Hey, you know what? It is not WrestleMania season until he shows up.
She has.
God forbid we have a WrestleMania without him.
You will.
We're getting there, but I get at least one more.
Gotta get one more out of it. It was announced that The Rock will be on Friday Night SmackDown for the first time in forever. Actually there. In the ring. So, with that being said, we should wrap up. No, wait, we got something to do before we wrap up. We have an announcement to make, Lindsay.
We do!
Yes, we have a guest lined up for this Thursday night on The Rack, live at 11 p.m. Eastern. We will be having a guest on the program. It will be none other than TNA Knockout Champion Terror.
Woohoo! That's going to be a fun one.
It's going to be a fun one, so you don't want to miss it. It's The Rack Thursday night with TNA Knockout Champion Terror on the program. If you have questions for Terror, send them to media@wildtalkradio.com, and we will try to ask them during the interview.
Yes.
So, yes, with that being said, we should wrap up this show and talk about what we're doing tomorrow night, Spug, on Kayfabe Wrestling Radio.
We have Sue Young and some dude named Sugar Dunkington, and then but we have Amazing Kong, which is awesome. Yeah. We've been trying for over a year to get her, so
there you go. Yeah, you should talk to Omega. Omega has some questions for Sugar Dunkington. And then anyway, so check it out. Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Wednesday night, it is just another goddamn wrestling show with Jed Schaefer, Brian Blotty, and Scott Barry, and the Cheap Wood paneling. You know, that show has a troll at some point, too. Thursday night, it is The Rack, as we just mentioned, at 11 p.m. Eastern, with special guest Tara from TNA Wrestling.
But that's not all. We're also talking Genesis, because by then we should have the full final card. We're going to be talking all about TNA Impact. And we've got a couple discussion questions. And just as a teaser, everybody tune in. January 31st will be our one-year anniversary show. Yes, we've actually been around a year. Holy crap. So tune in and listen for that as well.
Friday night, it is the wake-up call with John and Cashmere at 9 p.m. Eastern. Saturday night, it's midnight-ish. It's CB Radio with myself, Rob Parks, and Subway. We talked about the weird, the wacky, the unusual, and whatever else we can possibly think of. Sunday, it's Wrestle Talk Radio at 11 p.m. Eastern, following TNA Genesis. We'll recap it all and, you know, probably go over some things that happened tonight on Monday Night Raw. We'll be back next Monday night for another edition of the Raw Post Show live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Check out PWMania.com for all your pro wrestling news needs. And check out MemLanePromo.com, Memorabilia Lane Promotions, the new sponsor of Wild Talk Radio. Over the course of this month, we will be giving you autographs from Kane, R-Truth, and Mr. Anderson. So stay tuned how you can win an autograph picture. Use the promo code ROCKSOCK. You can buy a Ken Anderson, Kane, RVD signed autograph for $8 if you use that promo code. Follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Lindsay?
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LinsWard. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. And a big congratulations to Cassidy Riley, my boss, for winning the BCS Pick'em. I will get an image up shortly, I swear. But in the meantime, go to CassidyRiley.net and in celebration of his victory, buy his t-shirts and his merchandise. Please, he will love you. And yeah, that's it.
If Cassidy won, that means who was the overall loser?
I don't know. We're going to figure that out tomorrow night. I think Doring, but that's just me, because I want to see him in the Jersey Shore hair. But, you know.
You can follow Spug on Twitter at Spug_Guy. WTRProductions.net, and yes, I didn't ask you about your own Twitter, because after a year of not changing it, everyone should know what it is.
Yeah, it hasn't changed. It's Spug underscore guy. It hasn't fucking changed. It's not at Spug guy. It's not at the Spug guy. It's not at Spug guy underscore. It's Spug underscore guy.
There's no double underscore?
No. A certain someone in fucking Tampa should realize that by now.
We'll see you back here, maybe with a mace, next Monday night for a Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network at wildtalkradio.com.
Fear itself. WildTalkRadio.com.